Hey there, and how's it going for you today? I hope you're having a great day, but you know, if you're not, I've got some expressions you can use to, you know, hopefully feel better. The theme of this episode is phrases you can use to show the acceptance of the negative aspects of life. Yeah, there are some of those. You use these idioms and proverbs to suggest that what has happened is basically inevitable. That is, you have no control over it, so you might as well accept it. It's often used to indicate that life is unfair or you can't always get what you want, to use another very common expression. Okay, the first phrase I want to look at is, that's life. Let's say you didn't get a job that you were really hoping to get. You had the interview, but it just didn't go for you. You might try to make yourself feel better by saying, oh well, that's life. Or someone might say that to you to say that, you know, there's nothing you can do about it now, so don't worry. Where did this wise expression come from? According to the sites I've checked, and I think I knew this anyway, it comes from a French expression, c'est la vie. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the earliest known use of the phrase c'est la vie is from the 1850s. Several other sites say it began being used in English in the 1880s. Interestingly, according to a website called lawlessfrench.com, the expression c'est la vie is much more commonly said by English speakers than by the French. By the way, there are numerous other phrases in English that have the same meaning as c'est la vie, including that's the way the cookie crumbles, that's the way the ball bounces, and such is life, to name a few. Okay, you know, moving on to the second expression of this episode about accepting the negatives of life. It's actually one that I also looked at many episodes ago. It's a proverb. It's, there's no use crying over spilled milk. This means that what is done can't be changed, so don't worry about it. You can't change the past. In this phrase, the spilt milk is like a metaphor for something bad that has occurred. According to the website WYTV.com, the expression dates back to at least 360 years when an English historian and writer named James Howell used it in a book called Proverbs in 1659. That site and others say Howell recorded it as no weeping for shed milk. So, if it was in Howell's book, obviously it started being used before 1659, when that book was written. WYTV speculates its origins may be related to the fact that centuries ago, when people actually believed in fairies, it was common to put out food and milk for the little magical creatures. Perhaps when milk was spilled, people would consider it to be a little extra offering for the fairies. And as WYTV says, nothing to worry about. Maybe. By the way, you can also say, don't cry over spilt milk, and it's no use crying over spilt milk. Time for the third and final expression of this episode. It's, you can't win them all. Or, more commonly, you can't win them all. People might say this when they encounter some type of failure. It's especially common when a team loses a game, for example. I suppose it's similar in a lot of ways to that's life. Losing is, after all, a part of life. From what I can tell, the exact origin of this phrase is not known. However, according to some sites, including BaseballAlmanac.com, the expression is often associated with a Boston Braves pitcher by the name of Cliff Curtis. According to the BaseballAlmanac.com site, Curtis said, oh well, you can't win them all, after losing 23 games in a row during the 1910 to 1911 seasons. BaseballAlmanac.com also notes that the Philadelphia Athletics manager Connie Mack is believed to have also said that phrase after he lost, get this, 117 games during the 1916 season. Wow, now that's an understatement.
Loser.
As that website points out, you know, the baseball one, you can't win them all is also used widely outside of sports. Remember that example of the guy who didn't get the job he wanted? Well, instead of saying that's life, he could also say, eh, you can't win them all. All right, time to recap what I've discussed. First, I looked at the origin of that's life, which is borrowed from the French expression, c'est la vie. Then there was, there's no use crying over spilled milk, or don't cry over spilled milk, which is believed to have originated from a similar proverb more than 3 centuries ago. And finally, I examined you can't win them all, which is often associated with famous baseball figures of long ago. Thanks for listening to my podcast. And thanks to Zapsplat.com for the sound effects and music. And if you're having a bad day, I hope these expressions lessen the pain, at least a little bit. After all, that's life, there's no use crying over spilled milk, and you can't win them all.